Hannah Sturtevant is all too familiar with frustrated families who want to help an adult loved one with mental illness. Sturtevant is program coordinator for Amistad, a mental health support and recovery center in Portland. She recalls one of the more memorable cases she worked on involved an adult child who was trying to help a parent with mental illness.
And this person had been missing for many years from the family's life.
The parent's name came up in a minor criminal incident report in Maine, says Sturtevant, and the adult child called mental health care organizations around the state, including Amistad, to find their parent.
Quite frustrating for the family to call here and us not be able to say, yes, that person is here, and not being able to give that confirmation. And All I could do is sort of hem and hedge and say, well, I'll look into it. I'll get back to you.
Sturtevant felt for the family, but she says a patient's right to privacy is also important.
You don't know what this person might really want when they're lucid and when they're at their very best. And you just don't want to be in a position where you're making decisions for other people.
In this case, Sturtevant says she told the parent that their family was trying to get in touch, and the parent decided to reconnect. A bill before Congress would make it easier for families to access health information about a loved one with a severe mental illness. It would also make it easier to impose involuntary treatment. The bill, called the Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis Act, was penned by Republican Representative Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania. Murphy is also a psychologist and was prompted to act in the wake of the shootings at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. The bill has gained more attention since the shooting spree in California in May, and the proposed reforms are embraced by some experts here in Maine.
I think overall it's a very positive thing.
Dr. Doug Robbins is the director of child and adolescent psychiatry at Maine Medical Center. He points out that most people with mental illness are not violent, but he says there are times when families have good reason to believe that a loved one is not following through with a critical treatment and could be more prone to aggressive behavior.
But the laws for requiring involuntary treatment are often, unfortunately, pretty restrictive, meaning you can't do anything until the person's really imminently at risk for hurting someone.
And by then, it could be too late. But the executive director of the Disability Rights Center, Kim Moody, says loosening standards for patient privacy and involuntary commitment is a slippery slope in a system that has a history of abusing patients.
Forced treatment, more often than not in my 30 years of doing this work, I've seen it push people away from treatment.
Moody points out that individuals with mental illness can sign an advance directive if they want their family members to be involved in their treatment. The Murphy bill, she says, strips away rights and further deteriorates funding for community services in favor of more psychiatric beds.
People need acute care when they need acute care, but we do not need to open up snake pits again for people with mental illness. It doesn't work. It's not like it makes people healthy and well, and then they go off and never need the system again.
While the National Alliance on Mental Illness supports the bill, the Maine chapter is not taking a position. Executive Director Jenna Maynard says ideas to improve mental health care should start with the people directly involved.
Have family members and peers in the same room and come to consensus about incremental steps to reform the system, not force sort of wide-speaking reforms down, you know, anybody's throat, so to speak.
Murphy's bill is expected to be divvied up into different parts to help quell the controversy it's stirring up. In the midst of it all, Kim Moody of the Disability Rights Center questions why the focus on preventing horrible incidents like the ones in Newtown and California now seem to be squarely on the mental health system. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.